Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 5th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Zohran Mamdani has made history. The 32-year-old Democrat is now New York City's youngest mayor in over a century and its first Muslim and African-born leader. His stunning win over Andrew Cuomo marks a major victory for the party's progressive wing. Mamdani campaigned on free childcare and public transit reform, but critics warn his left-wing agenda could alienate moderates. As he prepares to take office in January, Mamdani faces tough challenges, balancing his ideals with fiscal limits and skeptical state leaders. For now, his win signals a new chapter in America's largest city. Another news. A UPS cargo plane crash has left at least 7 people dead in Louisville, Kentucky. The aircraft, carrying nearly 38,000 gallons of fuel, exploded shortly after takeoff Tuesday evening, striking nearby businesses and sparking a massive fire. Governor Andy Beshear confirmed multiple casualties, including the plane's 3 crew members. 11 others were injured, and 2 workers remain missing. Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board will arrive today to determine what caused the crash. Louisville officials called it a tragedy the city will never forget. Another news. The U.S. government shutdown has now entered its 36th day, the longest in American history. Lawmakers remain deadlocked over funding, leaving millions without essential services. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he feels a breakthrough might be close, though no deal has yet emerged. The standoff has delayed paychecks for federal workers and strained air travel as controllers work without pay. Democrats demand health care subsidies in the new funding bill, while Republicans accuse them of obstruction. If no compromise is reached soon, experts warn disruptions could worsen across key sectors. Around the world. In Sudan, the army says it will continue fighting despite a U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal. Defense Minister Hassan Kabrun thanked the Trump administration for its peace efforts, but vowed that preparations for war are ongoing. The 2-year conflict with the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has already killed tens of thousands and displaced millions. The U.S., along with Egypt, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia, has pushed for a humanitarian truce. But after recent RSF advances in Darfur, violence has intensified. The UN warns the crisis is spiraling out of control. Another news. A powerful typhoon has devastated the Philippines, killing at least 66 people and displacing over 400,000. Typhoon Kalmayegi slammed into the central island of Cebu, flooding towns and sweeping cars and homes away. Officials say most of the deaths were from drowning, while a helicopter sent for rescue crashed, killing 6 crew members. The floodwaters are just devastating, Cebu's governor said after declaring a state of calamity. Though the storm has weakened, rescue operations continue as the typhoon moves toward Vietnam. Another news. The World Health Organization warns of a global health financing emergency. With foreign aid plunging and debt soaring, many countries are struggling to sustain vital health services. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said one-third of nations now face shortages of essential medicines. Under President Trump, U.S. aid has fallen sharply, deepening the crisis in low-income regions. Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz urged leaders to invest in social protection and debt relief, warning that pandemics are not just health crises, but economic ones too. Now you know and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.